Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about Gene Siciliano being back on the show. Gene's our top financial planning expert, financial management expert, I should say. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. He's the guy that we turn to when we want to do a better job of managing the financial part of our business. He's here today to talk to us about accounts receivable, that very important part of our financial business. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's great to be here.
What's the most important thing we need to know about accounts receivable?
Well, for most businesses, let's start. You recognize that accounts receivable is the other side of accounts payable, trade credit, and it's the largest source of credit in the country, more than all the stuff we hear about bank loans and venture capital and all that. So all of the businesses that carry accounts receivable, which is virtually all of them except retail, have provided all of that credit. And we talk about cash flow. We talk about managing customer balances. But I think, by and large, small businesses don't see the forest for the trees. They look at their an individual customer and say, gee, that guy hasn't paid me.
Right.
And they don't sit back and try to measure overall what's the health of my accounts receivable, because that tells them how their cash flow is going to be in the future. And that's really the answer they want to know.
So what is the big picture they should be looking at? Because you're right, most of the time we're looking at line item by line item, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And, so you're saying we should back up, take a step backwards, and look at it a little bit more of a broader view.
Well, I think that's got to be the first step. And you ultimately have to make the collection action account by account. But you got to sit back and say, are my accounts receivable getting healthier or not? Are they improving? Are they degrading? Because maybe it's something that you have to do other than account by account. Maybe you have to address process. And process is what makes problems go away on an ongoing basis. And this is about, is my process of managing my accounts receivable adequate for my business?
So you're saying maybe it's my fault customers aren't paying us on time?
You bet. Could be.
Ah.
Could be. Because customers react to you. You set the tone for how you want to run your business, and they react to that. Now, sometimes they're going to be the ones testing it by just slow paying.
Right.
But how you react to that, send them the signal. And then they ultimately do business with you in the way they see you want to do business.
So many people believe that we are at the mercy of our customers for paying us, when the truth is it's a dance, isn't it?
You bet. You bet. It's they send a signal, you send a signal, they react to your signal, you react to that.
There's also the old thing about the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Well, that's part of it, for sure. But you create the process. You set the tone for how you're going to do business with your customers, and not just with one customer that's paying you late, but with all of them.
Well, you also begin the process, don't you, Gene? You begin the process, because when you establish that trade credit for them, you're the one, you and your salespeople are the ones who have to say, these are the terms around which we will extend this credit, and this is what we expect.
Yes, that is the starting process, absolutely. And
get the first word, and if you don't, and a lot of times, way too many times, companies don't establish that point in the beginning, do they?
Yeah, that's right, they don't. And so now, if you don't establish that in the front end, you begin to get customers who perceive that you're doing business in a more lax way. At some point down the road, you may have to change that impression.
Yeah.
Much harder to change an impression
time
around, of course, as we know.
Yeah.
But ongoing, because appreciate, over time, people that are charged in your company with collecting accounts receivable are busy. I mean, they always have more work than they need, than they can possibly do in the time frame.
Right.
And very often it's collect accounts receivable with every spare moment. And it's real easy for a busy person in the accounting department to have very few spare moments, because collecting accounts receivable is much fun.
Another part of the
process is really important.
another part of the macro view is you got to get the right person to collect that too, right? I mean, the person has to know when to be firm and when to be a friend, right?
Yeah, that's right, and that's why very often picking the person that heads your accounting department to be your collection person is a bad decision.
Ah.
Because they're not necessarily have the skill sets to both do good accounting and to be that negotiator with your customers for collection.
The relationship between vendors and the accounts receivable person is a unique one in the marketplace, isn't it?
It is unique. It is unique because there's no service being provided. I'm simply saying to you, we gave you the service. We gave you the product. Mm-hmm. Now we want your money.
So, folks, think about this.
You don't have much to offer.
When you're thinking about your AR and you're thinking about, you know, how if it's whether it's doing well or not, you know, back up a little bit, unfocus your eyes a little bit, think, and maybe look inward. Don't look outward. Maybe look inward at what you're doing. We come back, Gene Siciliano is going to have some more ideas on how we can do a better job of managing accounts receivable, which is the lifeblood of your business. 20 Sales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.